Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
585-252-9800. That is the number to clear
the air, baby.
If you want to cry, Reese,
come to PXY.
Thank you so much.
I'm already crying, guys, so there's that.
All right, let's get to some of your text messages coming in for There I Said It. Happy Friday, Friday, Friday. 35 for the high today. Let's get it.
You guys, it's too much.
Let me go over to Maddie, who says, I found a curly hair in my breakfast sandwich this morning. And I
she said that yesterday, too.
Is this the same text from yesterday?
Yep.
Let's read it again. Well, yeah, read it again. Okay. I understand some people hate their jobs, but I truly wish some people in their service industry would just try a little bit. I guess fake it till you make it means nothing anymore. There, I said it.
That's a good one. Right. I don't know if that was worth a second read, but
I honestly
really got after it.
We all, I know how much you hate hair in your food.
Yeah.
But these things happen.
This person says, sushi absolutely sucks. There, I said it. There's no flavor and it doesn't fill me up. I had sushi on Saturday and it was like low key really bad. I've never in my life not finished a roll. I didn't finish that roll. I was like, I'm good.
That's why you got to go to 7-Eleven and get the canal sushi. That's always really good. By the way, best sushi, and this is my opinion, this is my take, but the best sushi in this city is at Next Door Bar and Grill by Wegmans. There, I said it. I've never not loved a piece of sushi from there. It's always consistent. I love it. It's the best sushi.
Great.
Who is this? Cassandra? Call me gross, but if you're a grown man and you pick your nose, I could care less as long as you have a beard. There, I said it. Cassandra, the bar's in the ground.
No, literally. Tell me you lowered your standards without telling me you lowered your standards. Cassandra, babe, what's going on? This person says, finance people are so uncomfortable to be around. There, I said it.
Why do you think that is?
I feel like a lot of them agenda? Are like, very pretentious.
Finance people?
Like, you have no idea what I do in the Dow. I'm like, I don't. I don't, actually. I'm so
you
good.
I have no idea what I do in the Dow. That's your dad. You have no idea where I'm transferring your money to. It's all coming out of your phone.
Okay.
Paul says, can someone explain to me why this... Oh, speaking of sushi, he makes a good point. Why did this city put 2 sushi restaurants directly next door to one another?
I know.
Dumb idea. There, I said it.
Not even just sushi restaurants. Revolving sushi restaurants. Very niche. Right next door.
In Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
What are the names of them?
On Monroe Ave. The first one is Umi, and the second one is like Spin and Savor or something. I do want to go, but they just followed me on Instagram, and I was like, honestly, I'd check it out. No free plugs here, but mine for today is this. I truly feel like the only way I can save money is if I have 2 separate bank accounts that aren't connected. There, I said it. For example, I'm going to go put money in my credit union account.
That's what I did.
That's what I don't look at or see.
Right.
Because if I see it in my app, I'm like, oh, I have it. But if it's out of sight, out of mind, it's more likely to be saved and put away safely.
Yeah. I had to do that. Plus, I had to open up a safe deposit box.
He's like, plus, I had to open up a couple offshore accounts. But
I mean, I just, if I see it, then I'm in trouble.
Right.
But out of sight, out of mind. 100. I totally get it. What's up? This is T. What's up, T?
What up, T?
What's up, guys? Can you hook me up with Kevin Hart tickets? Here is my he's my favorite comedian, and I could use a little pick-me-up this morning. There, I said it. Needs a pick-me-up. Go to Dunkin'. They have beautiful breakfast sandwiches.
Beautiful.
Everything on their menu tastes like it's been in a fire.
No, literally. Why is that? This person says, apartment living is better than house living. There, I said it. You don't have to worry about as much, and it's cheaper.
You don't have to.
In the grand scheme of things.
Don't cut the lawn. You don't have to worry about something breaking. I just texted my dude in my building right now, this morning. My maintenance guy, Abe. Yeah. Oh, he's the best. I got a light bulb that's out. It's been out for a couple months. I said, man, hey, can you take care of this? Yeah, it's in my bathroom. He's like, dude, easy fix. It'll be done this afternoon. I was like, you the man.
Yeah, I did love my maintenance guy. Oh, he was the best. Anyways.
Who do you go to now if something breaks?
You just like put it in the app and someone comes. It's a whole thing.
You know what I'm really frustrated about? Listen, I got no problem paying my rent. The problem I have is when I try to do it online, the service fee is $50.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
I'm like, well,
I wouldn't be caught dead paying that.
I have to pay $50. So you know what? From now on, I write a check.
Yeah.
But I'm like, $50 to pay your rent as a service fee?
They're high. Mine was $2 and I was like, whatever. I can find $2 on the streets.
$50.
No.
One month I paid it, didn't even realize it.
I would literally lose my mind.
Oh, I was so frustrated. I
would actually lose my mind. This person says tomato soup is disgusting. There, I said it, which I back 150%. It's just like, I don't get the difference between like tomato soup and like tomato juice and like all that stuff. I think it's all the same thing. I really do. There's no differentiating factor of any of it. One's hot, one's cold. Got it.
Sup, Jacqueline? I hate kale. I'd rather sleep with my husband's brother than eat a bowl of kale. There, I said it. Okay, great.
Okay.
What's your brother's husband look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, tell us you have a crush on your husband's brother without telling us you have a crush on your husband's brother.
Breeze, guess who's here?
Gwendolyn?
No, we don't know where she is. We think she's dead. Who's the next best thing? Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy. Why did the snowman suddenly smile?
He was melting.
He could see the snowblower coming.
Ew, I'm good here. No, I'm all set. Thanks. It's
actually really well
Start
done today,
Big Ed. Screening these.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Is TikTok going away for good? Maybe, but if so, don't you think we're all going to be just fine?
We will be.
How do you feel about the TikTok ban? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. If this is the worst news you or your teenager has gotten in a very long time.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'll tell you what, Breeze. I feel like it's one less thing I would personally have to worry about.
I agree. I know it's an unpopular opinion from both of us that the TikTok ban is like honestly a good thing because I know a lot of people are absolutely losing their mind, but I think it'll really help my mental health, a lot of youth's mental health. Brain rot will be down. And I know there will be another app in a couple of days. So let's just live in the moment and not worry about it.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. But if it were to go away, I guess the question is, if this is how you make your bread and butter, what's plan B? What is that going to be?
Right.
Tracy says, as a mom of a 14-year-old girl, I encourage it to go away. I just think it would be one less app for kids to be consumed by.
Right.
PXY, hello, who's this?
It's Carmen. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Carmen? Talk to us about TikTok. What do you think?
If it went away, I would care. I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a lot of people use it for personal gain, which I'm for. So I'm kind of conflicted. The only thing that draws me in the way of not wanting it here is that it's Chinese owned, and it's not even allowed in their country, right? So TikTok's not allowed in China, but it's allowed here, which I find strange.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also thought that it wasn't going to be going away off your phone. Kind of like, remember Flapper Wings or that little game?
Yeah.
You just couldn't update it anymore. So I don't think that it's going to actually go away. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. But I thought that you couldn't do any more updates after Sunday. And then eventually it'll go away. But not Sunday. Yeah. It just disappears off your phone.
Right. I think you'll still have the app, but you're not going to be able to use it. I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah, so we're going to find out in the next few days, though. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. This person, Mike, says, all I know is if they ban TikTok, my bathroom breaks are going to be a lot shorter.
Yes, they
How
will.
How true.
Yes, they will. And your screen time will be down, Mike. So I'm praying for you and your you-know-what.
Hello, PXY. Is this Angela?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Angela. Go ahead. Talk to us. What's your take on this?
Well, yeah, I am calling about TikTok potentially going away, and you guys poking fun over that possibly happening is kind of gross. Like, just what? Because it doesn't...
It's not our opinion, but okay, go on.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean that it's not a big deal. Like, TikTok is how some people make their living.
We get that.
Like me, it took me years to build up my following and become an influencer. Mm-hmm. And this is so hard because I thought we were all supposed to be living in a democracy, and Trump is literally stripping us of our rights. And you guys don't understand what it's like because you don't have followers who count on you for content.
Wait, that's what we do. We don't have followers.
That's literally our job. That's just our job title. So.
We don't people that count on us for content. That's what this is every single day. You're a local influencer here in Rochester?
Yeah, but I spent over 4 years working on getting followers on TikTok specifically and learning to understand how the algorithm works. Mm-hmm. And it was for nothing.
Well, we don't know that just yet, but you might be right. It probably will be for nothing, in which case, if it is, what's plan B? What are you going to do?
So, like, what is your shtick on TikTok? Like, everyone pretty much needs to hone in on one thing in order to be recognized for something. So what content are you pumping out that people just can't simply live without?
Well, I'm a beauty influencer.
Mm-hmm, right. Of course.
So what do you do? Okay.
Yeah. So like I'm all about like beauty and lifestyle and, you know, living your best life and become.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Becoming the best version of yourself,
right?
And like doing that authentically. So like I collaborate with a lot of makeup brands and skincare brands and stuff like that. And you know, like it's a lot of work. Like it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to find brands who want you to help them sell their product. And just imagine doing all that and finding out that it's for nothing. So like, you know, like you guys, how long have you been on the radio? Like I've been doing this for 4 years. How long have you been on the radio?
I've
over
been,
4 years.
Collectively? Collectively over 20.
I mean, first of all, this is, you're just describing our job. Like, I think it's so funny when influencers are like, I'm an influencer. It's like, radio personalities and people on TV have been influencers before influencers were even influencers. So let's just call it.
They're not taking your platform away. They're not taking you're not getting your platform taken away.
Wait, what about
tried other platforms?
Yeah, what about YouTube?
Yeah, what about Instagram?
It's not the same. You can't grow. You can't grow your Instagram or your Facebook. And it's really upsetting when you keep laughing at me because, like, you don't understand. You still have your platform. You can't grow the same on Instagram or Facebook. Like, you can't grow at the same rate. Like, it's total. You don't understand. Like, I've been studying this algorithm, and it's devastated. Like, I'm devastated over
all right,
this.
Okay,
like, it's not a joke.
Are you crying?
We're not.
Don't cry.
All right, this is wild.
Well, I'm just saying. I understand your frustration, Angela, but tell us, what would you do if TikTok were to go away? What's plan B?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I don't know right now. I really don't know right now. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to get hired for a job at Paychex.
Okay.
You know, like, it's just not who I am.
Might be looking for an influencer.
Right. I mean, like, listen, I think a lot of people put a lot of their personality and livelihood into their job, which I never recommend. I think your job is a part of you. That's where the lines get blurred with influencers, though, because it is your entire life. If I were to lose my job on the radio tomorrow, I would be fine. Moose would be fine. We have the personality to carry us through. And I think one of the biggest things is you relied so heavily on one app and one platform to do that for you, and now it's poof going away and you're scrambling. But I want to let you know that you are so much more worthy than a stupid app. Like, you really are. And
she's right.
You really need to look inward and look at what you do on that app that makes you happy and brings you joy and others, and see if you can channel that into a career. PR. That's a great pipeline to getting back into the content creation and influencing and all of that stuff.
You know, Angela, if this were to go away tomorrow, there are businesses and companies here in the 585 that would gladly hire somebody of your expertise to do their social media for them.
I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Like, I like my hours. I make my own schedule. Like, no, I don't have anybody micromanaging me. Like, I don't think I'm built for that. Like, you don't understand. Like, you just don't get
how,
it.
How come so Breezy and I, how come we never understand anything?
Right.
How come we never understand?
And honestly, this is the closest thing we actually would understand.
We would. That's the thing. Well, Angela, listen, I'm sorry that you're in turmoil right now, and I wish you the best of luck. I know you're feeling what a lot of people are feeling. If TikTok goes away, I want you to know you're going to be fine. You'll figure it out.
It's just so upsetting. It's like the same people who watch my videos are the same ones saying they don't care if it goes away. And, like,
can you do me a favor? Send me your handle right now. I'd love to take a look at it.
Yeah, and we can follow you on Instagram. That's two more followers for you.
Tell me your TikTok handle that you've spent years. You said how many years?
4 years.
What's the name of it?
It's at Facebeat Ange.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and
look it up.
Look it up, and we'll give you a follow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be fine.
Angela, chin up. Happy Friday.
Okay. Chill.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. What is going on? Can you send me your handle so she doesn't lose it?
I got to hold on a second. I'm looking this up right now.
You know what the problem is? It's like, Angela is one of 500 million that are doing this right now.
No, I understand why she's emotional.
Like, we're going to be fine. Vine went away. We were fine.
Except she took 4.
What?
I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about. She's got 2,400 followers. I don't understand it.
I mean, like, that's not bad, but in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're not going to starve.
Right.
It's not like people were
not like
inviting you to the White House.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to some texts.
You know, it's not all bad. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people on Angela's side and want her to thrive. This person says, Angela, go work at Macy's in the beauty department. Oh, wait, that's closing too.
Yeah,
that's this person says, Angela, I just saw a sign. Hobby Lobby's hiring. Go get it, queen. Not her stocking shelf.
It's Friday. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Mm. Yeah.
So you were hacked again, yeah?
Oh my gosh, you guys. It's too much. It's truly, truly too much. So I feel like this happens to me once every couple of...
months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of months, I get hacked. First, it was my Facebook was hacked. They said that they created a whole website saying that Moose and I were giving away money, which we do give away money on this show for sure.
Not like that.
Not like that, though. It was very strange.
But let this be a lesson to everybody who makes their password 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So, yeah, you caught me. So I get a DM from my really good friend's mom. Been friends with her my whole life since I was like 6 or 7 years old. I've known her mom my whole life. And she goes, Breezy, good morning. This is Mrs. So-and-so. Are you emailing me right now? Because if not, somebody is hacking your email. I said, oh my God, no, please send me a screenshot.
Right.
She goes, I knew it wasn't you. I'll do that right now. Can you text me? My number is blank. I can screenshot it that way. Remember, I'm old. Now I'm like, okay, so she was also hacked too. So I'm like freaking out, like cross-checking the number to make sure it's actually her number.
Is it?
Turns out it was actually her number. Thank God.
Okay.
So I text her and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, it's Breezy. Tell me everything. She goes, oh my God, let me send you what I got. You're going to love this.
Was this last night?
No, it just happened right now.
Read it.
Just happened. So I was like, okay, send me screenshots. I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm like, if my email got hacked again, like this is something I've been going through for, you know, a couple times now. Like, it's just such a pain in the ass.
Right, right.
So last night at, earlier this morning at 3 a.m., my friend's mom gets a tongue out emoji and a kissy face emoji.
A tongue out? Okay, great. Love that.
From a Gmail that says, imbz57 at gmail.com.
I'm BZ.
I'm BZ. There's no R in there, so it's not my name. So I don't know if she's confused or someone was just sending her these messages. She goes, is this you? Breezy, is this you? Did you accidentally butt dial me? They respond, yep, it's me. I had a crazy dream about you last night and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh,
hello? She goes, is this Breezy? They heart the message. She goes, tell me all about your dream.
All right, this is what this is your best friend's mom.
Yes.
I had a dream
about
you.
Since I was 5 years old.
Okay, so this is where it starts to get creepy.
So she's like, tell me about your dream. Can you cue some music up for me? I come out of the shower. And you're laying on my bed with just bra and panties on as soon as I see you. You get up and jump on me, and we start kissing. Then I throw you down on the bed, and you slowly crawl on top of me.
Oh, I need something better.
Then from my lips, you slowly kiss, lick, and bite your way down my chest. That's when I woke up super aroused and wanting you so bad. She goes, F you, this isn't Breezy. She goes, it is. It is.
No, I promise you, it's me.
She goes, Breezy, what's going on? You're into women, but
I've been wanting to do this for years.
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. First of all, I don't know who's more embarrassed, me or my friend's mom, because
I think
it was just a coincidence that my name was in the email. I don't think it has anything to do with me whatsoever.
So the person they hacked, it just turns out that it's your best friend's mom.
Yeah, I think it was just honestly someone's email. Like, it had nothing to do with me, but now I'm very much involved and very much invested. Not the wet dreams being sent to my childhood friend's mother from me. Not them stating they're aroused. I'm just like, what is...
Tell me about your dream.
Literally, she's like, oh my God, Breeze, what's going on? Tell me everything. It's been years.
Yeah. Well, I had a dream working my way down.
Licking and biting, crawling on top of me, bra and panties. I'm like, oh my God, that was not my dream.
Guys, you got to be careful. Okay. Know what you're clicking on. Know who's sending you messages.
And now I'm nervous because she like engaged and she thought it was me. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going to happen now?
This raises a bigger question. How many other people got this same message?
Plot twist, it is me. I'm just like doing fake emails.
Hey, it's got
happens, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.